Hey folks, it's Dan, and thanks for joining me once again on this Friday, lovely Friday afternoon. What's the weather here? I think it's like 85 here in Chicago, so a lovely day. But thanks for spending the next, hopefully, 20, 30, 40 minutes with me, and I'm here to answer any questions. But what I want to do on Fridays is I thought I would do this because if we wait for the closing bell, everybody's done for the day. So I thought I'd do a live event each Friday for you guys to ask me any questions that you have and just go over the news that we have so far for the day. And the biggest thing is what's down the road for next week. So if you got any questions for me, just ask as we go along. But I just want to recap this week and give you some information about housing, real estate, interest rates, and everything else. So without further ado, folks, let's get over to it. So here's what we're seeing right through this. The Federal Reserve, they're meeting in 4 days. It kind of seems like it's just happened not too long ago because the Federal Reserve has been on the news consistently over the last several months because of the feud they have with Trump. Folks, I will also try to, I got yelled at the other day. I think I got a lot of screens that pop up that you guys just can't read. So I'll try to zoom in so you guys can read that and follow along with me. But the Federal Reserve is going to meet in 4 days. What are they going to do? Well, you're going to have to stay till the end of this video to figure out what they're going to do, but they're going to cut. How much? Well, we'll talk about that at the end. Without further ado, let's get to it, folks. Here's what the Federal Reserve watches. Okay, so we're going to go over these pieces of the puzzle because it is affecting what they do. They were created for two mandates. It was job creation, having jobs at full employment, which is anything under 5% that you're seeing on the unemployment rate on the screen. And then the inflation rate, that's the area that keeps ticking up and ticking up. But a lot of people thought that that was going to go crazy, and it's not yet. Let's keep going down the equations to see what's happening next. So now here's what we have with the stock market for today. And it's kind of a mixed bag of goods here. We got the Dow Jones up 100. We got the S&P or NASDAQ down 100. Or Dow Jones up 100, down 100. So it's basically a blend across the board. Nothing really going on in Wall Street. Remember the days of 400, 500, 600 points a day? So, you know, it's not a day like that today. You have the VIX down to 14. So the anxiety levels on Wall Street. Basically what I'm saying, folks, is the markets are calm and kind of eerily calm. So let's get over to the bond market, see what's happening there. It's doing nothing as well. So the markets are just, what are they waiting for? I'm the only thing I can say is we got the news today that the Federal Reserve's going to have because they're meeting next week. So let's break it down. So let's break down this week's data. It's basically the pivot point of the Federal Reserve's decision for next week. So what are they concerned about again? Well, jobs, inflation, and thus. So we go through here, and here's the inflation numbers that we got. We got producer inflation. The day before, we got consumer inflation. So let's break it down and see, were they really out of whack? Okay, so this is what the Federal Reserve is saying. They're saying, we're waiting for the tariffs to hit because that is going to be inflationary. Well, folks, I'm not saying it's not inflationary. I'm still on the proponent of you have that rate increase or that tariff increase, and then if you come in and say, okay, there's a 15% increase, well, you hit it. And it stays. So it's like if we increase the tax rates, if you increase the tax rates, you know, and so forth. So hope you get that part of it. But if you look over the PPI, producer inflation, it was actually negative. And that's fantastic for the markets. Then you go to consumer inflation, and the numbers we have for there are basically benign as well. There was one number that came in a little inflated, but everything else pretty much came on point. So when the Federal Reserve's looking at this, they're saying, okay, the job market isn't looking good. We haven't had that massive increase in inflation with the tariffs, so we're going to have to do something. So what are they going to do? Well, the jobs market is also telling us this. So here's initial jobless claims. They spiked for the first time in years over 250,000. Now, the continued jobless claims doesn't show that it's continuing, but we had that news that came out, I think it was on Tuesday this week, that said 990,000 jobs kind of vanished. So your assumption would be that would increase the unemployment rate. Again, another thing that the Federal Reserve monitors. Okay, so now let's go to next week. We got the data that the Federal, well, basically fills in what the Federal Reserve looks at, so we can break it down right through here. The Federal Reserve's looking at this. The inflation numbers that we're seeing on the PPI and CPI, they're benign. We got the unemployment rate it's still staying sticky, and the number comes out in a couple weeks, I think, but we're going to continue to watch this. And then we have GDP. GDP came in, and the Q2 is now showing a 1.6 increase, so overall we're still above 3.5 on the GDP. So this is painting a strong economy. Okay, so next week, Basically, the only thing we have is the Federal Reserve meeting on Wednesday. Well, they're coming out on Wednesday telling us what they're going to do. So that's what's on the agenda. Then the next day, we'll get the initial jobless claims that we get every Thursday. And then we'll watch that as well as the continued claims and see if these continue to compound on themselves. If they do, that's a scary thought there. But so far, the inflation's a pretty benign based on the data that we got this week. Now, you guys might disagree. If you disagree, you're more than welcome to down below. But I'm just providing you the numbers, folks. Okay, we go over the tariff news. Now, the tariffs, this is the money ball, folks. This thing is, it could be either make or break basically our whole economy and our tax bills and everything else. So the tax bill, the big, beautiful tax bill was created with the hope and the assumption that these tariff revenues would continue to come in because these are offsetting a lot of tax cuts and a lot of things. You know, just this past month, we had the first full month of real tariff money, $95 billion this year. That's how much it brought in for the year. But here's the scary part. You go down through here, and this is going to tell us, where was it? We have to, it gives a total, $700 billion. Every time I look up this, it's between $750 billion, I hope you guys can see that, and $1 trillion collected. Well, and it might need refunded. And somebody gave me slack down below. They're like, Dan, they don't go back and refund the countries and all that. I get how that works, but we're going to have to pay back somebody. We already don't have the money. So this is a huge piece of the puzzle. And I'm not sure why mainstream media isn't catching up on it now between everything else that's out there. I kind of get it. But this is a bigger piece of the puzzle than, I'll say, inflation and the jobs market. Because if this goes away, they might have to revamp the tax code again and have another big, beautiful tax bill because revenues that could potentially get lost on this is $95 billion so far this year, and we still have a couple months to go. So it'll hit over $100 billion in money that we're collecting, helping offset the deficit. Now, I know what you're going to say. That is inflationary. It is to a point, again, and I don't want to get at odds with anybody and things that happen out there. But, you know, if somebody increases their prices, well, they increase it, and then that price sticks. I know, you know, then companies go in and increase their prices from there. There was an article that I'm trying to figure out, and I watched Rick Santelli and some people on CNBC the other day, and they were going over profit margins of companies. And they said about 10 years ago, profit margins for most companies were about 6 to 8%. Today's market, they're saying, is about 15 to 18%. So I want to dive into that realm to see, are we really getting, you know, taken advantage of by these companies as well? So that's you know, kind of where we're going to go down through there. So that's more news that we need to focus in on that's coming down the pike. Okay, so let's go down and see. Federal Reserve is going to meet in 4 days. What are they going to do? Well, this is going to be interesting because if you don't check this every 5 minutes, you're going to lose. Okay, so now what they're saying is there's a 95% chance the Federal Reserve is going to cut a quarter rate. I'm on that bandwagon, okay? Could they cut or should they cut maybe a half? Man, there's probably argument for that. You know, I think they missed it last time. But again, I'm still on the fence. You know, what do you do? But I don't think if they don't cut at the last meeting and now cut 25 and don't cut 50, I don't think the world's going to end. Because we know, hopefully, as long as the tariffs go through and, you know, everything else kind of fits into place. A lot of the numbers should start to come and work out pretty well. Okay, so the biggest thing there is the tariffs. All right, so the employment numbers, they'll go off of that once everything settles because I think corporate America right now are sitting back saying, we don't know if we want to hire, fire, we're staying on the bridge. It's kind of like the mortgage business over the last few years. So if you're a realtor out there or you're a mortgage professional out there, you know, how did we get through this over the last few years? You tighten up your buckles and you work through it, okay? And then when you see light at the end of the tunnel, like, again, in this industry, right now it is busier. So if you've put in your application with us and you're waiting, I apologize. We'll work through the weekends, I promise you, to get to you. We're getting at least 10 to 15 applications a day, and we're not a big call center, folks. There's me and Alan. So we want to give you personalized service. There's a lot of people out there just shopping and shopping and shopping. I appreciate what you're doing, but we really want to work with those that really, really need our help and want to work with us. So that's that take. But let's get on to some other things we want to talk about. The other things we want to talk about is right through here. Here's the GDP that I was talking about. Let me blow this up so you guys can understand. Because, again, the Federal Reserve, what they monitor are these things here. And I know I beat this to a, like a dead horse, but the inflation, unemployment, and GDP. So they have GDP at 3.3 right now. This was previously minus 0.5. Okay, so if we go through here, they're saying GDP for the third quarter up a tenth, on track for 3.2. Here's the details. So fantastic numbers on the GDP. Now, let's get over to one other piece of the puzzle. The housing market. And this is one of the reasons why I kind of turned the way I do my channel, and I hope you guys are enjoying it much better. I used to just keep beating on these guys that would keep doing these housing crash videos because I was so irritated about it because you were getting fed a false narrative. And I tried to explain that to everybody, and I got more people mad at me than it was worth. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to go there. I'll provide you the information, folks. And here it is. Okay, this is an article that was posted September 12th, 2025. Market values of homes assets rose to $49.3 trillion in the second half quarter of 2025, according to, and I know you're going to say it's Zillow or whatever, but folks, we got to get our data somewhere. It's massive. Okay, this is where it is. Okay, so the first thing you're going to say is, well, Dan, you know, you're always pitching these house things. Well, folks, I'm not. If house prices are going up, I'm one of the first people to admit there's bad markets in the area. And here they are. Tampa's down 6% this year. It's not good. Is it crash? No. A crash to me is 30, 40, 50%. Okay, Austin, down 6%. And this data was analyzed through Zillow, Redfin, and some other websites. So take it for what it's worth. But this is the compiled data. Miami, down 4.6. Orlando, down 4.3. But because we have a market that's basically stagnant right now, which I've hopefully called, it's up maybe 1 or 2%. You have to have markets that are up. Well, look, Cleveland, up 4.7. Hartford, up 4.5. Louisville, Detroit, Buffalo. Look at all these up 4 or 5%. So you have a market that's balanced throughout the country. That's why I try to come in each week or each day to inform you guys, how's the country doing in general? If you really want specific data on yourself, you know, on your home values and things like that, you know, there's a lot of services to use for that. So let's get over to recap kind of what we're seeing for today and a recast of what we're going to see next week. So this week so far, it looked pretty darn good, folks. The markets in general were up. We'll go over to our stock market. If you ever follow me on a weekly basis, I do what's called Stock Talk Tuesday. Here's what we're going to talk about next Tuesday. This is a portfolio that we've created over the last year. And I wanted to show you how to research things, how to dive into them, how to track them, how to even analyze different stock portfolios. But what I want to show you is this portfolio is up 11%. In an average market, I'm like, that's awesome. But how can you invest with just one simple thing, not have to worry about it, dollar cost average, put your money in there and still beat, you know, me and the markets in general, the S&P 500. And this is what we're going to talk about next week, folks. So if you want to do your due diligence or research, look at the performance of the S&P 500 over, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. This is probably one investment that you only need. And your financial advisor isn't going to tell you that because they want you to use them so they can put you into this and make money. Well, if you want to do it on your own, just check out the S&P 500 or tune into me each week on Stock Talk Tuesday to learn about how you can invest stock, bonds, cryptocurrencies, and thus. So let me give you my thoughts and my hopes for next week. I hope the world's safe, number one. But next week, here's my expectations. The Federal Reserve is going to come in, and they're going to come in and cut 0.25%. And they're going to give all this news and ramifications on why they're not cutting more. The next meeting after that, if the data keeps coming in this bad on the jobs numbers and the inflation numbers continue to stay kind of on point, you might see that 50 basis point cut. Or you just might see the Federal Reserve saying, okay, we're not going to bend a knee, so we're just going to do 25, 25, 25, and 25. So now what does that mean for mortgage rates? Okay, so mortgage rates, remember, last September, I think it was September 18th, the Federal Reserve cut rates 50 basis points, 0.5%. That was the most they've cut in decades. Within 4 to 5 business days, rates went up to about 7.2. So almost 100%, 1% jump in the rates. So this time, it's a lot different. Okay, so what we need to focus in on, like I said, is focus in on all the data that we talk about daily. But the Federal Reserve is going to come in and do what they're going to do. Pay attention on the tariffs. Okay, the tariffs are the money ball. The jobs numbers are second in line. And then, you know, it kind of goes from there. Every day I'll come out and give you the ISMs and how those reflect in the markets and why the markets are moving. But, you know, right now I think the markets are going to stabilize right about here. When the tariff news comes out, don't be surprised if you see a nice little bump in some things. You might see rates getting about 6.2. So my forecast going a little bit in the next couple months, 6.2 to 6.5-ish. If the tariffs go away or if you see inflation jumping or you see, you know, some jobs numbers really come back rampant, that might cause the Fed to slow down. That'll slow down the rate decreases, but you're going to see, you know, gradual decreases. Best case scenario I have is we could possibly see 5.99 by the end of the year, but it's going to be based on the tariffs. So the tariffs are the money ball that we really need to pay attention to. So let's go see how the markets are doing today. We have mortgage rates, they're up just a tad. So nobody's calling me today saying, hey, Dan, rates went down. So folks, you're in good hands. If we've got you in, we've got you locked. Okay, what the Federal Reserve is going to do in 4 days, well, folks, they're going to do right through here. They're going to cut rates by 25 basis points. There's basically a 95-100% chance of that. Stock market today is doing pretty good. NASDAQ hits a record. S&P heads for a winning week as the Federal Reserve's decision looms. So everybody's basically waiting right now what the Federal Reserve's going to do next. But we know. So when that news comes in next week, what's going to be the next catalyst to move these rates? Well, you're going to know because it's going to be the tariff news, because everybody knows the Federal Reserve is going to cut by a quarter. Now, if they cut by a half, could be a little bit of a game changer. You might see rates drop a little bit more than they are. So let's wait till next week. The Federal Reserve comes out. They do 25. It's going to be kind of, you know, just trickling through the system, and rates will gradually come down until we get another catalyst. If they do 50, I'll be doing a live event to show you guys the market reactions and why it's doing what it's doing. So that should do it for us today, unless you guys have any questions for me. We'll be back Tuesday to kind of give you Stock Talk Tuesday. Wednesday, I go over live pricing to show you guys how we compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. And that's my slogan here at the Rate Update. So my name is Dan Freo, folks. I do this report every Friday live for you guys to ask me questions if you'd like. And just giving you a recast of what happened over the week and what changed mortgage rates and why did they all change. And then what the expectations are for next week based on the news that we're getting. So next week's news, the only relevant news that we're going to get is the Federal Reserve's decision. So it'll be all over the news. But pay attention if you hear anything on tariff news. Attention to that, because that'll be the most pertinent information that we need. So if you're out there looking to buy or refinance, that's most likely probably why you're here, or you're a realtor, a financial planner, or maybe even a mortgage person. I created this website for you guys. And if you're out there looking to buy or refinance, this is right in your wheelhouse. There's a lot of people having problems right now when they go to refinance and they have a down payment assistance loan. Okay, so a lot of people, millions of people got that down payment assistance loan when they bought their first house. They're like, hey, I got $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. A lot of times we would ask the question, is it a loan? What is it? They're like, I don't know, it's free money. Well, they're finding out now it's not. Okay, so most of the down payment assistance loans aren't like this. You need to pay them back. Well, even if you're not making payments, it's a lien on your property. So when you go to refinance, you have to include that in your refinance, and most times you don't have the equity to do so. And if you do, your mortgage payment's going to go up even though you're getting a lower payment. So it doesn't make any sense. So if you're out there looking to buy, please check out this program right through here. We have a refinance program. Now, what it's going to do is you're telling me what rate you want me to track for you. So what people are doing right now, they're coming in here and they're saying, Dan, my rate is 7. Okay, when rates hit 6, can you give me a call? Can you email me? Send me a video. Let me know how much I would save, what my monthly payment would be, what the cost would be in my break-even point. If it makes sense, well, then we'll go ahead and lock in and start the process. If not, we'll just put you back in rotation, lower that rate a little bit for you, and track it from there. But if you're out there and you already got a quote, and I hate doing this, and I'm not trying to cherry pick or, you know, screw over any loan officers out there, we get loan estimates all the time. We had one yesterday. The person was getting a 6.99 rate, pretty decent rate for the time based on their scores and everything. They're being charged 3 points. The bad thing is it was a $400,000 loan, which is those points equal $12,000. We had the same rate with no points. That's the ones we're trying to find. You know, if you're trying to save $100 here and there, you know, work with your loan officer because they're out there doing the hard work for you. If you think you're getting hosed, reach out to us. But I want your commitment to me. If we can beat them on the rates and the fees, I'm hoping to win you as a customer. Otherwise, why spend the time of uploading and everything, and we're taking our time to do all this for you? You know, if we can beat them on both those, that's when I would ask you to move over to us. If we're beating them on the rate by, you know, a little bit and the fees are the same, yeah, maybe stay with your lender. But if we can beat them tremendously on both those, we can hopefully win you as a customer. And hopefully along the way, we can educate you guys on what's going on with these, why are they changing, and the news behind it that's changing them. So if there's any questions out there, please ask anything that you got. If you don't, I know if it's a Friday afternoon here in Chicago, it is 82, my screen is saying. So if we got nothing here, I'll finish my day. If you're expecting a call or text from me, I'll be reaching out to you. Otherwise, I think I might be heading out to cut the grass for the day. So I have a weekend that's completely free. So one thing I want to ask, and maybe this isn't the platform to say so, folks, and I don't want to use this for any publicity or subscriptions. The Charlie Kirk thing, I do want to address it. I don't care what your political views are, but I think what happened was a shame. You know, I've never cheered for anybody getting murdered, and that's what happened. So I don't, you know, don't click me. No descriptions down below. I want no kudos for this because there's a lot of people out there just using this as a platform to get a lot of your clicks and things like that. I don't want any of that. I just want you to, you know, put him in your prayers, put his family in your prayers. Anybody out there, we don't want anybody murdered. So that's my take on it all, folks. I do this each day to help you guys understand the markets. We might have differences politically, financially, whatever. My whole goal is to help you understand the markets. That's all. If you don't like my views, my channels, you know, don't blast me down there. Don't get angry about it. Change the channel. That's why there's hundreds of thousands of them out there. But if you enjoy my channel, you like what I have to say, you'd like the services, and you're learning something, that's the main thing, please just click down below and subscribe. I'd love to have you as a subscriber. I'm trying to hit 40,000 as soon as I can. We're about 1,000 away, so only you can help me. So if there's no questions out there, I greatly appreciate you guys coming in each day. That's it. I won't say any more because it was a wild week, folks, and I just want you to enjoy your loved ones. Give them a hug. You don't know if they'll be there tomorrow. And I say that a lot, but this time I really mean it. So have a fantastic weekend. Make sure you give a loved one a hug. God bless you, folks. And if you need my help, you just go to theRateUpdate.com. You can give us a call, shoot me an email. We're here to help. Have a fantastic afternoon, folks. And I'll see you back here Monday, God willing. And hopefully I can bring you up to date on what's going on in the market.